Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
A new law now allows trucks carrying loads on Georgia roads to increase the weight limit from 84,000 to 88,000 pounds. The move makes Georgia more competitive with neighboring states in terms of boosting the state's agricultural economy. Joining me is Representative Lisa Hagan of Lyons in Southeast Georgia. She is chair of the House Rural Development Committee. Welcome to Lawmakers Huddle.
Thank you so much, Donna. I'm happy to be here.
During the session, a bipartisan group united to seek increased allowable haul weights for trucks in Georgia. Tell us what was behind all of that.
Okay, well, this was a much different situation than we experienced 2 years ago in the 2023 session when we first introduced this increase. It was, and I believe that year, that bill to increase the truck weight variance to 88,000 pounds for the maximum load, I think that bill may have passed with 91 votes in the House. I can't remember for sure, but it was very close. So we were a little bit nervous about what we would face this year. And the main thing this bill does is it maintains the 88,000 pound limit. It just removes the two-year sunset so we don't have to revisit it every 2 years. We were kind of expecting that we might have a fight over it, and there just wasn't one.
What was the difference?
I think because people were concerned about the increase and what type of wear and tear that might have on some of our roads. And also some people were concerned about safety issues. Of course, we don't want to have more negative impact on our roads, but at the same time, those trucks are moving products that we need to get out of the fields and out of the forest. Agriculture is our number one industry here in Georgia, and so we have to move those products out.
Explain how important moving these agricultural products is to the economy for Georgia.
Sure. There was the need to be able to put more on an individual truck and get it moved out. In a lot of the cases, we're talking about produce. We don't have time to wait. It's got to get to market while it's good. And that was a concern. Plus, with timber being, I think Georgia is still the number one producer of timber in the country, which a lot of people don't realize that. But when you look around Georgia, there are trees everywhere. They're constantly, especially down here in South Georgia, constantly being cut, harvested, shipped out, and then they're being those forests are being replanted. Being realistic about it, we did carve out, I think, 13 counties in Metro Atlanta 2 years ago. That's still in place because, we could see the concern of having these large trucks move through the metro area where there's already so much traffic. So I think we worked hard to make everybody comfortable with it as possible 2 years ago. And I think they are comfortable with it, which is why you didn't see the pushback that we were concerned may happen.
Yeah. So the repeal just went through. The numbers in terms of the vote were amazing in terms of what you were able to do. And that carve out for the 13 counties in the metro area probably made a big difference. So what you're explaining is that will continue.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And one last thing I want to get into, the competitiveness. I don't think people understand why Georgia cares about moving things faster compared to neighboring states.
We want to be the best if we can. And we are the best at a lot of things, but this was really about equaling the playing field with surrounding states. They allow heavier truck passage through their state than we did. There were situations where we may not be able to have trucks from other states come across our lines when necessary. And, you know, we're also realizing that we could be moving more product into other states than we were. But because we had our weight limit set at 80,000 pounds in Georgia, we were not able to realize that. And it just leveled the playing field. And there's always wear and tear on a road. You can tell when you drive down I-16, which lane the trucks are normally in. It's that right lane. There, it's bumpier, but that happens. That's progress. That's moving product out of the fields and out of the forest to the ports and wherever they may need to be. I'm very happy that we were able to get it done in a bipartisan way without the controversy that we were concerned we may see.
I want to change gears a little bit to talk about a fun, what I call a fun bill. That is your neon pink legislation during the session, allowing hunters to wear pink safety vests. And a young woman asked you to sponsor that legislation. Tell us about that.
Sure. I'm a former teacher. So anytime I see young people interested in engaging in the process, that's very exciting to me. A young lady, high schooler in Gwinnett County, had this idea. She's a hunter. She likes to go with her dad and her brother. She didn't like orange. She wondered, why can't I wear pink? Why do I have to wear orange? So she did her research and she found that other states did allow pink. So she and her dad contacted their representative, who is our House Majority Leader, Chuck F. Strachan. And he knew that I might have an interest in that legislation for two reasons, one being a former teacher and another being a hunter myself. So I decided to run with it. And, you know, when you talk about, is it heavy hitting legislation? No, it's not. But it taught a young person how the process worked. She was with me the whole way through. She testified in committee twice, the House and Senate. And she was there when the governor signed her bill into law. So more important than hunters having the option to wear pink now, there is a young woman in Gwinnett County who now has a full understanding of the process. And I think we might possibly see her serving at the Gold Dome one day.
That is amazing. What I also liked is the levity it brought. There are really heavy days at the Capitol. Yes. And even in committee and on the floor, they joked about it. It was that too, I think.
It was. Yeah. I think it was a reminder that everything we do is not partisan, controversial, that there are a lot of things that we do at the Capitol. In fact, I would say most things that we do at the Capitol are, we are in agreement on, most of us, and we work together to get things done that'll benefit Georgians.
I know you've done some hunting. Have you bought a pink neon vest yet?
I have not yet. I don't think anybody's required to wear pink when hunting until deer season starts this fall. So I've already got my pink hat that I was given by the young lady. She brought that one to me and to the governor when it was signed. So I do have my pink hat. I may keep wearing my orange vest. We'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, I suggested to some retailers, you know, you might want to look into stocking some pink hunting gear because there's going to be people that are going to want that pink, and sales tax. It's a good thing. We need people to get out and commit some commerce.
It was fun to talk to you about it then. It is fun talking to you about it now. Chairwoman Lisa Hagan of the Georgia House Rural Development Committee, thanks for joining me on Lawmakers Huddle.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
For Lawmakers Huddle, I'm Donna Lowry.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.